Climate was at the top of the agenda at this year's World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Bloomberg's Javier Blas joins me from Davos. Good to speak to you, Javier. I know the push for decarbonization certainly feels like it has gained a lot of traction in the last 6 months publicly. Behind closed doors, though, at Davos, are you feeling like oil executives are acknowledging that pressure?
Yes, they are. Here at Davos, they have a closed-door session where it was absolutely centered about the challenge of climate change and how to reduce emissions. And for the first time, executives here in Davos were really talking not just about reducing the emissions of their own production. That's about 10% of the total emissions that comes from a barrel of oil. But they were also discussing ways and debating ways on how they can reduce the emissions of the total, the oil that they are selling to their clients, how they can help their clients as every driver to reduce the emissions coming from the gasoline and diesel. And that's a major step for the industry. So the industry is coming under pressure and is reacting with that pressure and trying to figure out ways in which they can react to pressure from society, but also from their own shareholders.
The practicalities can get quite nuanced, can't they? I understand that some of the problem is figuring out just how you measure the carbon at what point in the cycle.
I spoke, for example, with BP CEO Bob Dudley, and that's one of the things he said. No one is using a similar measure of emissions. And one of the things that the industry is trying to get is if they can agree on an emission, on a measure of emissions, and then they can agree on that measure with shareholders, with investors, so they can all of them speak about the same thing. And that's the first step that they are taking here at the World Economic Forum in Davos.
It was really remarkable last week to see BlackRock's Larry Fink talking about decarbonizing a portfolio that is worth trillions of dollars. You know, Mark Carney has talked about the potential for a major financial shock as the transition takes place if there's not enough disclosure. Is there much concern around sort of systemic risk?
I think that investors are concerned that at the moment they are valuing some assets that they carry on oil companies, coal companies, at a level. And some of them are telling me, what if this is a similar situation to the global financial crisis with the housing market? We thought that the houses were worth, say, 100, and then we realized, or the mortgages of those houses were worth 100, and then we realized that actually the real value was 1 or 2. What is that similar with some of the oil fields? We think that they are worth 100. And in reality, we move to tackle climate change. The valuation of those assets is going to be much, much lower. And that could create for some investors a big problem, perhaps a systemic problem.
The conversation always seems to move to fossil fuels whenever you address this topic. Anything else sort of on the commodities front coming out of the meeting?
Well, one thing that really surprised me is how much interest that is related to climate change, is related to the push by some people to reduce the amount of meat that they consume. There's a lot of talk here at Davos about alternative protein, you know, the kind of beyond meat, fake meat hamburger. A lot of executives expressing a lot of interest. There seems to be a realization among executives that this is a growing market. And I spoke, for example, with the CEO of Cargill, David McLennan, who thinks that the market for alternative protein is going to go from about 1% today to be between 5 and 10% of global protein consumption in the next 5 years. That's a significant change that's worth billions of dollars.
Javier, thank you very much. That's what we're watching this week in commodities in Toronto. I'm Danielle Bokov.